بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. We had begun the discussion on inheritance, miras, wirathat. In regards of this chapter also, person has to make an effort. His monetary dealings, social interaction, his ibadat, his iman, his akhlaq, all these are departments of deen. That a person has to understand, he has to make an effort to make islah of these departments, to rectify them before he reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all these departments of deen, whether they be iman, whether they be a'mal, aqaid and beliefs, our social interaction, social dealings, business transactions, all these ulama explain that we will try our best to perfect them. And Allah Ta'ala's demand also when it comes to salah, aqimus salah, aqimis salah, perfect your salah, tamam al wudu, tamam al salah, tamam al maghfiratik. We ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to give us perfect salah, perfect wudu, perfection in all these things of sharia and deen. But we also understand that dunya is a place of imperfection. Insan also is imperfect. But in striving for perfection, we hope from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that before maut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write our name in the register of those that were perfect. Zahkim Sahib Rahimullah would explain also that a person entire life, he makes an effort to become the friend of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But he slips and he falls. He tries to make his Islam, to reform himself. But then too, he slips up, he'll fall into the gutter of sin. But because he's trying, the effort is there, Allah Ta'ala looks at the effort. The outcome and the fruits of effort, is that in our hands? That's in the hands of Allah. But we continue trying. Person goes for a bayan, he will not remember everything. He goes for a bayan, Hakim al-Ummat Rahimullah would explain, a person goes for a bayan, and he should be going for as many as he can. The outcome of the bayan, he might not remember the bayan, but the result, the fruit, the outcome, that is in the hands of Allah. What's within your capacity, that I will do. The outcome, the result, that's in the hands of Allah. You might ask the person, what do you remember of the talk of the bayan? I don't remember. But because he made the effort, the inspiration from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he made the effort. And here ulama explain also that 5% inspiration, 5% inspiration, he will go for the bayan, he will go out in the path of Allah, he will go for the majlis. So 5% inspiration, 95% perspiration. 95% will be his own effort. He took the step and he went. He didn't sit back, but he went. He sat in the ta'lim. After Isha Salah, 10 minutes ta'lim, so 95% perspiration. Not easy to sit, I want to go. But he sat also. So 95% perspiration, 5% inspiration from Allah, he'll do the amal, outcome is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So when it comes to these efforts of deen, perfection is from Allah. But as I mentioned, as Hakim Sahib would explain, rahmatullah alayhi, entire life he made the effort and he made dua, Ya Allah, make me your friend. Ya Allah, give me perfect iman, perfect a'mal, perfect aqaid and beliefs, my social interaction, my business, Ya Allah, make it completely halal. He made the effort, he made the dua. Ya Allah, make me your friend. But his entire life, nobody regarded him to be a wali of Allah. He was a gunegar. But because the effort was there, then Hazrat Hakim Sahib would explain, rahmatullah alayhi, that just before he takes his last breath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will record his name in the register of the friends of Allah. And on the day of Qiyamah, he might not be in the first surf, in the first row, but he made it in the group. When the alan, the announcement will be made that those are the perfect ones, la yul enter into Jannah without hisab kitab, his name is in the register, he will also make it, inshallah. So when it comes to our will also, here we have a complete will person should make before he reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make his will out, which is very, very important. Then he might think, where do I have the himmat and courage to make out a will? So to this extent, ulama have made out a traveler's will also. Traveler's will. This is one page only, fill in the blanks only. Just fill in the blanks. I, Yusuf Desai, ID number, appoint someone as my executor. Just one page, fill it in and I got a will. On that also Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will say, he did the amal. Put his name in the register of my friends. He's become my friend now. Shouldn't be, as ulama say, that everything in my life is good. Dunya is perfected, alhamdulillah. Everything is working in order. But just one thing in my life I missed out. At the time of maut, the example they give should not be it's a brand new car, but the car is not starting because there's some blockage in the fuel pump. At the time of maut, everything was good in my worldly life. But something which was very important in my a'mal or my dini life, I just overlooked it. Don't worry about it. It will happen. But we know dunya, we don't say it will happen. We say, I have to make it happen. So for my deen also, he just overlooked it. The kids will take care of it, the children will take care of it. So I don't have to make out a will. They say that should not be that blockage in my kalima at the time of maut. That now it's time to read the kalima, but it's not coming out. What you're supposed to do, you haven't done. So even the traveler's will, which ulama have it on their phones, PDF, do it online, just sign it, put the date there. Tell the wife or witnesses, just sign it. I have something left behind today because we feel nowadays, my dear brothers, that when it comes to our South African law, so they say you have to go to an attorney, advocate, lawyer, and do the will in this way and that way. Just now for statutory purposes or for the English law, whatever it may be. But by Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, it's very simple. Just that traveler's will also is sufficient, inshallah. Just that one page only, just to sign that, appoint somebody executor, and distribute my inheritance according to Islamic law, by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he's fulfilled his duty. Now they have to go to the lawyer, advocate, and to get it signed, have this property and that property, and this investment and that investment, etc., etc. That inshallah, Allah give tawfiq, will do it. But at least a minimum. The minimum, we do this. So by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he has a will. He's fulfilled that one command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat mentions in this kitab, when a person has to pass away, the expenses for burial and shrouding, that is kafan, is taken from the deceased estate. But that will come out from his estate, from one third of it, or from his estate. Thereafter, death should be paid off from the complete estate. Any bequest wasiyat made by the deceased up to one third of the remaining wealth should be fulfilled. He can make wasiyat that from one third of my wealth should be given in charity, given in sadqah, given to the masjid, to Darul Ulum, whatever he was making wasiyat for, is up to one third of the estate and not more than that. And together with this, he cannot make wasiyat bequest for an heir. La wasiyata li waritin. Person cannot make wasiyat for the wife, that after I pass away, this house must go to my wife. Not permissible. After my demise, so and so property must go to my eldest son. Not permissible. That eldest son, that wife, parents, whoever may be there, as ulama ikram, whoever is my shari'i heir, that will inherit from me, then I cannot make a bequest for that person. If I wish to give that person anything, it must be in my lifetime. Whether it be a house, whether it be investments, an apartment, as mentioned before also, many a time the elderly woman in the family, because they don't know the rules and the guidelines of inheritance, then they say also out of ignorance that the certain bangles I have given to this daughter, earrings to so and so daughter, after my demise, not permissible. It has to be given in one's lifetime. Then the children can say that you may use it and make a note of it. So they know after the demise of so and so, this belongs to me, belongs to her, already distributed in one's lifetime. Person has a property, he wants to give the wife, then in his lifetime he should give it to her. How to give it to her? As ulama ikram. Whether sell it to her, transfer it to her name, whether I'm living there, not living there. And then he can take permission from her. As long as now I'm living, then I will take the rental, I will pay the rates, and whatever expenses there, I will take care of it with her permission. Then he can do that. But together with that he must understand, if he has to pass away, or she has to pass away, because it's in her name, then that apartment, that flat will go into her estate. So all these rules, regulations, we can ask ulama ikram, but we cannot make wasiyat a bequest for an heir during our lifetime, this is not permissible. Any bequest in favor of an heir is not accepted. Every item in the estate, big or small, is now the joint property of all the beneficiaries. Once a person passes away, whatever he leaves behind, then whoever the heirs are, sometimes a minor also, nabaligh child, also has a share in the estate. His parents also alive, mother or father or both, they also have a share in it. Sometimes no children, then his or her brothers and sisters will also be an heir to the estate. So big or small, whatever items are left behind in the estate is now the joint property of all the beneficiaries and the heirs. It will have to be distributed according to the shares allotted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To usurp the wealth from a deceased estate is a major sin. He also a point to remember, because all these people become an heir to the estate. Person just passed away, has children, they are now baligh. Or brothers and sisters might inherit. That whatever he leaves behind in the home, especially now to take note. Therefore, ask ulama ikram that how do I work around this? The milk, the bread, the tea bags, the sugar. You might think these are little things. But all this now belongs to the heirs jointly. If he has little children, they also are heirs to those, what do you say, just items in the house which you just overlook them. But because the children will also inherit in every single item that he leaves behind, therefore those that will come out and come for the mayyit, they can't use the milk, they can't eat the bread, they can't use the tea bags, and now we just overlook it. Now we want to host, now the family will come, make some tea, do this, do that. But this all, this belongs to the heirs right now, you can't touch it. You can't touch it right now. Therefore we advise that if the case is like that, then somebody in the family that's knowledgeable, knows the masla, he or she will come. Whatever is in the kitchen, the food items, whether 5,000 rand, 10,000 rand, from my side I'm purchasing everything. His 10,000 rand towards the estate, I'm purchasing it. So whoever wants to come, they can eat from there. His 10,000 rand, I'm purchasing it, put it into the estate, then you can distribute it. So it's free for all to come and eat, whatever it may be. The deceased car also, nobody can use it right now. The petrol in there belongs to him. From him, it belongs to the heirs right now. So all these things have to ask ulama ikram that we don't usurp the wealth of the yatim, of the orphan. It's also his wealth right now. We cannot use it. So therefore it's important we go to the ulama ikram. How do I make my estate out correctly right now? Not only myself, my wife, my mother, my parents, they are elderly. To do it correctly. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah.